The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Again, my privilege, my honor, and my delight to welcome this incredible audience. I'm just overwhelmed that God has given me the privilege of being your host. I've been doing this now full-time for about 19 and a half years. I didn't ask for it, didn't seek it, I didn't apply for it. People ask me all the time, Bob, how do you get a talk show on the radio? I have no idea what to tell them. I didn't fill out an application. I didn't ask. This came to me, it's just a God thing. And I've had the privilege of doing this for about 19 and a half years and talking with you precious people. And because of your generosity, you folks, in the last almost 20 years, I'd have to figure it all out. But I think you've given around $2 million to wonderful ministries around the world. And because of that, thousands, and I mean thousands of people, have come to know Christ as Savior. Thousands of people have received the very first Bible they have ever received in their life. And many, if not most of those, are in countries where you risk your life to either receive or distribute the Word of God, and you care about these people. So it's just a great honor and privilege to be your host. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being there on that side of the microphone and giving me the privilege of being on this side of the microphone. I came across, let me back up, because I've got Preston in Cincinnati on the line, and he's going to give us a weekend update. He called us last week. Hey, Preston, how are you?
I'm great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How did it go at the prison?
Well, good news. Just like you said a little while ago, I have good news. 100 incarcerated men accepted Christ Saturday.
Okay. Wonderful.
117.
What? Repeat that.
Good day.
Well, repeat that, because you broke up a little bit, and I want to make sure that I got it right. Repeat that again.
117 men accepted Christ.
117 men in the prison accepted Christ as Savior?
Yes, they did.
Preston! That is a glory, hallelujah. That'll make a Baptist shout.
There was a lot of rejoicing going on in heaven Saturday.
Boy, I will say so. Preston, that is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you you calling and giving us that great news.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, how is this the only prison you go to, or do you go to other prisons as well?
No, I go pretty much around the country with the ministry.
And with Bill Glass, right?
They go around the country, and I go with them, and just not only in prison, but on the street and everywhere else to share that good news with people that don't know the Lord.
Well, amen. You know, I haven't done any street preaching for quite a while. I've done my fair share in years past. Haven't done it for a while. And, of course, you know, most people would say it doesn't work and nobody will listen. But it does. It depends on the preacher and your heart. You know, God first honors his word, That's first. And then I believe he honors the heart of the person delivering it as well.
Well, with all the issues and troubles going on in the world right now, you know, the Lord said to do that and leave the results to him. So
yeah,
I just want to be obedient.
Boy, amen to that. Amen. And that's the important thing to remember. We obey God, present the word, and let God do the rest.
There you go.
All right, Preston. Hey, brother, I needed to hear that today, and I mean that sincerely. I needed to hear that today. Thank you, because you encouraged me, and I know that you've encouraged our audience as well.
All right.
All right, bless
God
you,
bless.
Brother.
Bless you. Okay.
All right, God bless you. Oh, that great. 117 prisoners accepted Christ as Savior over the weekend. Now, that's something to shout about. Yeah, even if you're a Baptist. Hey, I came across this quote. I want you to hear it. This is the opening paragraph of William Shakespeare's Last Will and Testament. Now, I'm going to read it to you, and then I want to make a comment. All right? I want you to hear this. This is the first paragraph of the Last Will and Testimony of William Shakespeare. It says, "In the name of God, amen, I, William Shakespeare of Stratford-upon-Avon in the country of Warwick, in perfect health and memory, God be praised, do make and ordain this my last will and testament in manner and form following. That is to say, first, I commend my soul into the hands of God, my Creator, hoping and assuredly believing through the only merits of Jesus Christ, my Savior, to be made partaker of life everlasting, and my body to the earth whereof it is made." That's the first paragraph of William Shakespeare's Last Will and Testament, stating he was putting his full trust in Jesus Christ for his eternal destiny. "I commend my soul into the hands of God, my Creator, hoping and assuredly believing through the only merits of Jesus Christ, my Savior, to be made partaker of life everlasting." Now, who in their right mind would deny that William Shakespeare is one of the greatest writers, authors of all time? You know, Joy and I, if you don't tell anybody, Joy and I are Jeopardy junkies. We enjoy watching Jeopardy. After all these years, often a Jeopardy question is about Shakespeare. In fact, sometimes an entire category is about Shakespeare after all of these years. Now, here's my comment. Today, 2019, what if a well-known author, playwright, screenwriter would release a statement like what I just read from William Shakespeare? They would be laughed out of town. They would be scorned. They would be made fun of. They'd be called a religious fanatic. And they would probably lose all of their standing. If they were a playwright on Broadway, if they were a screenwriter in Hollywood, if they were a New York Times bestselling author, and they wrote what William Shakespeare wrote, what I just read to you, they would be considered some kind of crazy religious fanatic. And yet one of the greatest, what is indisputably one of the greatest writers of all time, in his last will and testament, wanted everybody to know he was putting his full, complete trust in the merits, quote, of Jesus Christ, my Savior, to be made partaker of life everlasting. My, how things have changed. It's fascinating to read the testimonies of so many of the great, great, great leaders, authors of years past, scientists of years past, who put their full, complete trust in Jesus Christ. And yet, if you listen to a lot of the world around us today, you would think that only crazy people do that. You know, uneducated, foolish people believe in Jesus. Not so. Not so. If you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you are in wonderful company. And if you put your faith and trust in the Bible as God's inspired, infallibly inerrant word of God, you are in incredible company. I've said it, I know I've said it thousands of times. Don't ever be embarrassed that you believe the Bible. And don't ever be embarrassed that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. Just ask William Shakespeare. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Did you hear the good news? Now, I'm not necessarily even asking that anyone else give, and I want you to understand that, but I am just so blessed. I'm so excited. Because of your generosity, folks, 42 slaves are going to be freed in North Sudan. These are real slaves. Did you know there are more slaves in captivity today than at any other time in history? We usually think slavery's done, over, finished. That's, you know, no. There are thousands of slaves, and I mean real slaves, just like slavery that was here in America and around the world in the 1600s, 1700s, early 1800s, if not worse, real slaves, and 42 in North Sudan because of your generosity, because of your sacrificial giving. And I know that many of you have given sacrificially because God touched your heart. 42 slaves. Our goal is 27. And you have set free 42. Our goal was $6,750. Right now, we are at $10,545. I am just blown away by your incredible generosity again. Now, if you want the blessing of being a part of this, 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Again, 888-253-3522. Every $250 that is pledged sets another slave free. We're now at 42. Another $205 and another slave will be set free. But I'm just rejoicing, praising God for your faithful giving and your, I'm grateful for your generosity. I'm much more thankful for your heart. I don't believe there's a radio audience in America that has the heart that you people have. And I'm just so very, very grateful. All right, I've said it over and over and over and over again. You follow biblical principles. There is clarity. You may not even like the clarity. But if you follow biblical principles, what many people would call natural law. Hey, natural law is just biblical principles, okay? So I'd rather call it biblical principles, but people want to say natural law. Okay, you violate that, you have nothing but chaos and confusion. Let me give you another illustration. Let me read this to you. Mind-blowing. 9 state attorneys general have asked a federal appeals court to allow an intersex Colorado resident to get a passport listing the person's gender as non-binary. Not a male, not a female, not a guy, not a gal, not a man, not a woman, non-binary, a passport. No. Part of the description on a passport. In fact, I am in the process of renewing my passport. I'm going to Moldova at the end of July, and my passport has expired. So I got to renew it, and I got to get on it. Okay? And so just over the weekend, I filled out the passport renewal application, and one of the questions was, are you a male or are you a female? Now, why is that important? Because when you go to the airport, whether it's here in America, and I'm flying through Vienna on the way over, Austria, and then on the way back, I'm flying through Frankfurt, Germany. And here, and in Vienna, and in Frankfurt, Germany, they're going to look at that passport, and it's going to say male. And they're looking at me and saying, okay, well, at least he fits that description. What does this do to people who check passports if they don't know whether the person they are checking for identification is a male or a female? It's nuts. It's insanity. And yet, 9 states have joined Colorado. Now, the other states don't even have anything to do with this case. But the attorneys general of these 8 other states...
See, we want to get in on this.
The person's last name is ZZYYM. No, I'm not making that up. That's the person's last name. Dana ZZYYM. You get it? ZZYYM. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of male or female, ZZYYM, I have no idea how to pronounce that, has characteristics that are non-binary. Well, the State Department refused ZZYYM's application, say it would be hard to verify identities of non-binary people and check their eligibility in government databases. Hello? Yeah? You think so? And 9 states, California, Colorado, Maine, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. What do they all have in common? Predominantly progressive left government. It's insanity. I mean, it is. So they have asked a federal court, 9 states. Now, again, this is a resident of Colorado. And we got California, Maine, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington who say, we want to get in on this. We want to be insane too. Oh, my goodness. Hey, we want to be part of the chaos. Oh, my goodness. What an upside down, inside out world. Because the farther we got away from a biblical foundation, which is what Western culture is based on, the more chaos we are going to see.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.